Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the N-word. The N-word. Now, in society today, cultural, society, business, and political, there is a word that is so ugly, so profane, so derogatory that no one uses it. In fact, it's simply categorized by the letter N. It's not to be used in public or private conversation. And we all know what that word is. Well, by the same token, my friends, or in a similar manner, that N-word obviously is to be avoided. It's not to be embraced. There is another N-word that's the exact opposite of the one I just mentioned. That N-word is essential for our spiritual growth and development. Unfortunately, it's a word that is also avoided. It's not embraced. It's not loved the way it should be, and it is essential for our development as saints of God. That word, my friends and neighbors, is simply necessary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this N-word is called necessary, and it is us focusing on those key ingredients of what makes us great as Christians. Remember, the Bible says in Titus 3:14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. There is an N-word in this spiritual life, and the N-word is necessary. It is focusing on the things that make us better as believers. So what are necessary for us as Christians? What are the things that are most important to our success? The first component is progress is necessary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God never intended for us to be the same today as we were 5 years ago. That's not the goal. We discover in 1 Corinthians 3:2 that we need to be fed with not just milk, but also meat, that we graduate from milk to meat. Then remember, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our job is to grow. How would you rate your progress? How much better are you today than you were last year? Are you stronger spiritually than you were 6 months ago? How about 6 weeks ago? My friends and neighbors, for the saint of God, progress is necessary. See, in college, you can be a C student all of your college career. You can even do that in high school, and you'll pass all your classes. You'll get your diploma, even though you're not getting better. But in the spiritual life, we don't want to go through life as C or D saints. No, my friends, we want to progress. Yes, remember the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:15, that we should meditate on these things, give ourselves wholly unto them, that our profiting or progress may appear unto all. Do people see you and can they tell you've been progressing? I tell you, my friends and neighbors, that progress is an N word. It's a necessary word for our development. That P reminds us also, that next one reminds us, that purpose is an N word. It's a necessary word, my friends and neighbors, because we were all created for a reason. Not randomly, but purposefully. Remember, the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28 that we've been called according to his purpose. And in Ephesians 1:11, we see that we've been predestinated according to the purpose of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you have a purpose. I'm sure some people wander through life oftentimes, my friends, and they wonder, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? Well, I often say that we can go with the basic. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. My friends and neighbors, we do have a purpose. And even if all you can think of today is, you know what, I'm going to let the light of Christ shine through me at the office, at home, in my church, in my community. If that's what you consider today, that's the necessary component. We all have a purpose. And it begins with helping other people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and let's not forget that people is also an N word, because people are necessary. You see, God's greatest creation on the earth is not planets, not stars, moons, trees, and flowers. God's greatest creation is people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you and me have been created in the image of the Almighty God, the maker of the universe. That's the reason why the Bible says in Luke 1:68, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Then you see, my friends and neighbors, we discover in 1 Peter 2:10 that we are a people of God. People are necessary. People need to be respected. They need to be corrected. They need to be protected. And they need to be connected. People are necessary. How are you treating the people that God has placed in your life? Do you recognize that every person that you come in contact with has a purpose just like you do? That it's necessary for us to love other people of all races and backgrounds and colors and creeds? We've got to embrace people. We've got to treat them right. We've got to treat them the way we want Jesus to treat us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people are necessary. You can tell the development of a Christian by how he or she treats the people that God has sent to them. That other one, my friends and neighbors, is prayer is necessary. That's another N word. Prayer is necessary. Remember, the Bible says in Luke 18:1 that men ought to always pray and not faint. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully examine the prayer life that we have. We all have a necessary ingredient to pray. When was the last time you spoke to God in prayer? When was the last time you just simply start uttering a prayer even as you were driving in your vehicle? My friends and neighbors, no matter where you're listening, we all have time to pray. You see, we can make time to do a whole lot of other things, but let me say, my friends and neighbors, prayer is necessary. Remember, men ought to always pray and never give up. When there's a challenge in your life, I challenge you, my friends, to always deal with it with prayer. You know, sometimes you may get an ugly phone call or some bad news, or you may be expected to give a response about this or that, and it's always a good idea before we do anything else to pray. You remember, the Bible tells us in the book of James 1, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to get angry. When we can hear from God in prayer, it'll guide and direct our lives. Prayer is necessary. My friends and neighbors, let me not forget that praise is also necessary. Yes, my friend, praise is another N word. The Bible says in Psalms 33:1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is appropriate for the upright. In other words, praise is necessary. Then we discover as well in Psalms 147:1, the Bible says at the end of that verse, praise is comely or necessary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when you're going through a challenge, I tell you, deal with it, not just with prayer, but praise the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his kindness, his healing, his grace, his forgiveness, his love and compassion. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, praise is an N-word. It's a necessary element of our life in Christ. How often do you take the time to praise God for all that he's doing for you, for all of the promises that are manifesting? My friends and neighbors, praise is an N-word. Patience is too, and prayer is as well. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to embrace the necessaries, those N-words that are going to help change our lives. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.